I'm really thirsty.
Yeah, that's all right then. I'm less waiting on you and more waiting on Mr. Texty Texty over here.
How would you know he's not being our social media ambassador and tweeting?
I wasn't.
Yeah, you could tell. If he was tweeting, he made a point of letting us know about the fact he was tweeting.
Oh, I'm going to struggle through this podcast.
I'm saying it's so warm in here, I might fall asleep.
And welcome to the Chris Scratch Disc Christmas Special 2012.
Chris Scratch Disc Christmas.
Yeah, that's a remix version of our intro. We're just going to go straight into it today. For those who listened to us last year, we've made it now a tradition, a habit almost, of trying to get each other.
It's happened more than once, so it's a tradition now.
It's officially a tradition where we get each other.
It's probably only going to happen twice.
Yeah. A rare tradition. I've got to sit close to my microphone. Or I could do what I was doing last week.
Do the horse commentary.
Yeah, I can say,
But the only problem with that is you'll be too tired. Like, yeah, you've only got so much energy before you, like, just pass out.
I'm running on empty at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's our Secret Santa each year. Wow. For the second year in a row, we've got each other a terrible game.
Sorry.
Expect Matt and I to be burping a lot. We're riding on high-energy, sugary drinks right now. So
we've got each other a terrible game, and I are expecting the recipient of said game
it. Well, mine is a great game.
he hopes.
I know.
We will play these games thoroughly.
So everyone,
we've actually got a blog up. We'll post a review on it, and we will on the podcast of the new year, we have to come back and give a full critical analysis of said game.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if everyone wants to get
game, I say do it one at a time. Yeah. One at a time.
I'm saying everyone gets their games out, and then we'll do it one at a time. Okay. I just thought, you can hear that. That's the rustle.
This is where I find out I left mine at home again.
Oh, you got a bag. Oh, no, of course I got mine from... Mine's a bit see-through, my bag, so you might want to...
Wait, who are you getting? Are you buying for me?
So it's...
Me for Matt.
Callum's bought for Matt, Matt's bought for me, I've bought for Callum. There's a triangle of terror here. Should we start off with them? We're going
to
go...
I'd like to go last.
Can I give you your... Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right, Matt, listeners of the podcast might remember last year, because I've got a PlayStation 1, Matt bought me... What even was it?
Mary-Kate and Ashley
game, which was the most fucking awful game I've ever sat through and played. It was horrendous. Matt, fuck you. Revenge the dish served cold,
best
whatever.
Served cold.
Close your eyes.
Callum's been...
Can I open them?
Here's your... Right.
Can I open my eyes?
Right, you can open your eyes and reveal your game. Yes! Fuck you! Matt, would you like to explain what game you're holding right now?
In my hands, I am holding Hannah Montana the movie, the game.
Oh, yes. What's the description on the back of the box?
Play as Hannah Montana or Miley Stewart. Explore Miley's hometown of Crawley Corners. Perform to hit songs including 5 new movie tracks. Fuck.
Remember, we need a good review of every aspect of that game.
I will analyse it and critique it thoroughly. I will play to my heart's content. This is going to be painful.
Painfully fun, more like.
Yeah, I... Oh, dear.
We should get some Miley Cyrus songs on the podcast. Just fun on a... Callum...
Am I closing my eyes?
Yeah, you can close your eyes. Before we go into it, just as you gave your little explanation, this is a game that... That wanted to do so much, but achieved so little.
I know what this is.
It's a game of great ambition, but alas, it's...
Is it Duke Nukem?
No.
Okay.
I was tempted, but no. It's...
If it's a simulator game as well, I'm going to punch you in the face, because I'm not
playing
that.
It's not, actually. It was a game that, at the time, you know, a lot of people saw potential in, but they had to re-release it 3 times before they even made a version that people would consider playing. Enjoy, Callum.
It sounds like a game.
I reckon it's a football.
Alone in the dark. Right, I want £2.50 as well then. Look how much I spent on Matt's present. Matt, would you like to confirm I spent...
£4.98.
£4.98, £2.50. Where's Where's the extra allowance of that gone?
I feel bad because I spent even less. Alone in the dark.
Well, at least this is a playable game.
Well, you say that, but you haven't got around to playing it yet. Also, I prefer if you didn't download any of the updates for the game. I want you to play it in its original form.
Right, okay.
But don't worry,
though.
Yeah,
but New York will never be the same again.
Yeah, but don't worry. If you look at the bottom, this is a game where you can skip to the end.
Can you?
Yeah. Never get stuck again.
DVD-style chapter select lets everyone reach the game's climax. That's what I'm going to do, then. I'm just going to skip straight to the end.
No, you have to... Oh, well, I believe you said to Matt that you needed a fair review of every aspect of the game.
Okay.
I expect you to plough through that game. Okay, you never know. You might enjoy it.
It's on to me, is it?
It is.
Okay, well, I'll give a little backstory. Last year, when I was looking for Callan's present, I ended up finding a cracker, but there were some PC games that I thought were horrendous that I wanted to get, but I wasn't sure of your PC's limitations to play in said games.
Well, if they're absolutely crap games, I'm pretty sure even like Windows 98 computers could run them. So
True that. But then I found Mary-Kate and Ashley.
You found Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Seeing as how Ben likes his fair share of games on his computer, Merry Christmas, Ben.
Oh, good. It's Sabrina. It's a magical adventure. You bastard.
Ben, I can tell you'll be the kind of person to skimp out on playing these.
Feel free, Matt, to read the back.
Oh, cheers. Thank you for saying. I played mine last year. In fact, I played mine a lot last year. On the back, you Sabrina's mad. This is, by the way, this Sabrina game, it isn't even from the show. It is quite literally the Sabrina the Teenage Witch cartoon. Although it's only for Windows 95 and 98, so I'll have to pray my laptop can run it.
Or later it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, that just means that game's old.
Yeah. Madness and mayhem just struck the Greendale Mall, and it's up to you and Sabrina to set things straight. When the devious gemstone gets her sneaky hands on a magical amulet, she goes on a spell-jamming retail rampage, turning models into mice, shoppers into sheep, pet groomers into poodles and more. So get ready to play 5 fruit-flinging, hair-hopping, pyramid-popping games and help Sabrina collect the magic she needs to save the day.
And if you'd like to turn to the front and confirm the price of said game...
This is a second-hand PC game for 75 pence.
I did see Pro Evolution Soccer 6 for 20p.
I was so tempted. I was going to get you that, but then I thought that I was also tempted to get you the Activision's Sea Fishing Bass game, but I thought I'd be kind to you.
I'm not surprised, mister. I only pay £5 for £40 worth of goods. And Matt, well, I suppose you pay for a snow leopard, but still, I'm annoyed that my two fellow podcastees have skimped out on a £5.
You said a Secret Santa up to the value of £5.
I like to think I found a bargain. That's how I'm looking at it.
You did.
I feel robbed.
How do you feel robbed? You've got the best game here. You can't feel robbed at all.
I put all of my money into that. Nearly all of the £5 budget. That's how much I care for you two. And what? I'm only worth £2.52.
Sorry.
I'm only worth £2.52. Is that what you're saying?
You just said that you put all of my £5 budget for you two when only the game's gone to Matt.
Well, you're more than willing to play this if you want, Ben.
I will. I'll do you a swap if you like for Sabrina.
No.
Okay. So
Matt, that's going to appear on your gamer tag forever now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like, brah, why have you played Hannah Montana? Right, okay, you have to unlock all the gamer scoring.
Oh, what if I can't? What if it's too hard?
You can't keep making these demands of Matt.
I like to think that over Christmas, you're going to be like online. It's like, Matt Mays, like, MM57's come online. And then you have a look at what I'm doing. Playing the Hannah Montana movie.
See, that's the thing. We've got transparency. People know if we're playing our game. How do we know if Ben's not going to skimp out on
Steam? Because it'll be installed via Steam, I reckon. If not,
that will not be installed via Steam, like how old it is.
Also, I just want to make clear as well here, at the bottom of the box it says it's the really old ELSPA rating, where it says 3+, okay, and at the top it says ages 5 upwards.
What if you're 4? That's 3 or 4. That's
hang on, guys.
Gray zone.
This game is an essential part of your child's personal development. It contributes to developing a number of skills, notably critical thinking, imagination, teamwork, For 20 pence, Matt Mace is making sure I finally
Ben,
get
I do
the
think your critical think. Well, your critical thinking does need to be developed.
I think that my imagination does.
I'm teaching you life skills here, Ben.
Exactly. I'm looking at the pyramid. Oh, just looking at the graphics for this game, I just...
I can't even open this game. That's how much this has already destroyed my life.
Who actually made this? Oh, my God. There's actually a QuickTime logo on this. And it doesn't even have a developer.
This is great podcasting, guys. The like sound of rust.
Maybe I made the game myself. Oh.
Oh, I actually would prefer it if you didn't make it yourself. But don't worry, because CEX have told me that I can still recycle it in to trade it and save or get cash.
I'm sure you get a lot of cash.
I'm going to get those 75 pence back. Right then, that's our Secret Santa. So, early next year...
I was hoping there was no game in it then. I opened it up and I was like, yes! I'm pretty sure it's in there. Fuck! That's what I got out of jail there.
Don't be slamming it. I don't want you breaking that disc.
Oh, no.
Scratched.
Oh, my dog accidentally ate it at Christmas morning.
Oh, this will be going nowhere near my Christmas
so
day.
So keep an eye out over Christmas. We'll be posting details on our Twitter feed and on our Facebook page, which has not got a lot of social media loving at the moment. But we'll be posting details when you can expect reviews. I'm guessing...
We'll give away these games if you want. Yeah. If you're listening and you want to give the Hannah Montana movie a go, we'll give it away.
Which, why wouldn't you, to be honest?
Yeah, it's same as well. Anyone is more than entitled to my copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I'll, just to be fair, Callum, I'll take print screens of it.
Print screens, okay. You better.
There'll be photos, on Christmas Day, I'll have Hitman Absolution. I won't even touch it. I'll be sitting in my bedroom on my laptop playing Sabrina.
Shouldn't you be spending Christmas Day with your family?
You can play games on Christmas Day.
I sometimes play games on Christmas Day. This is a conversation.
This is going to witch hunt again.
Yeah. Right then. Right, we're going to be moving on to our end of the year review-a-thon. So we're back with our review-a-thon of the year. Matt's finally finished reading the Hannah Montana manual. He's got a look in his eye now that says, I should probably not bring it up again.
He's got a look in his eye saying, I've just said something so risky, it's had to be deleted out of the podcast.
Yeah, there was a conversation here that's nowhere near the podcast, which was I don't know what it was. It was a conversation. Just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on from the conversation, we're going to be having a look at our favourite game of the year, the worst gaming moment of the year, and the best gaming moment of the year. We wouldn't usually have the worst game of the year, but we haven't really played... Well, Matt and Callum, you didn't think you played enough to make...
Can we start off with best gaming moment of the year?
I've played a lot of games, just not ones I've bought.
Raccoon City, Operation Raccoon City.
You've literally just taken my... You've ruined the whole surprise.
Well, I will delete that from the podcast, so you have your surprise still.
Okay.
Well, we're going to start off with best gaming moment then.
Best gaming moment, because I thought of one. It's definitely 2012. Best gaming moment of the year. Ben Tyra versus Adam Bartlett. Ben Tyra moments away from his first ever FIFA apology. Adam Bartlett's getting destroyed. Scores a last minute goal to make it like 6-2 or something, and the fact that Adam celebrated as if he won, and then Ben's face, that was my gaming moment of the year. That or the Pokemon drinking game and Ben being stuck on the SSN. Board gaming, does that count?
I think board games, any game at all counts, I believe.
Yeah, well, those are my two gaming moments of the year.
Well, I'm sorry that you haven't played any video games better than the pain in my face.
That was a video game, FIFA 12.
You weren't playing it, though.
I was part of the experience. Gaming's not just about playing it. It's, you know, it's such a...
It's about reflecting and analysing and enjoying.
Exactly. I was just as much a part of the experience watching as you were playing.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Matt, what is your gaming moment?
You're
going
to have to go, because I'm firing blanks at the moment.
Okay, well... My gaming moment of the year was probably Max Payne 3, and the first time Max died for me in that game. It's a little bit bizarre.
Spoiler.
Well, not...
Spoiler, whoa.
It's not a plot point. It's when you...
Payne dies.
And he dies more than once. What's going on here?
That's part of the storyline, and not just the fact that you were unable to control him.
No, this was part of the fact that I was unable to control him and manoeuvre him successfully, and therefore... But it was just the style of those little, like, It was a much better than a simple game over screen. It was like comic panes would flash up, and you'd have some a little bit of ridiculous faces. But it was brutal, and it let you know that you were bad at the game, and you need to get better if you want to keep avoiding watching Max get pumped full of lead. I mean, outside of that, getting my first face FIFA apology off James Hibbard as well was quite nice.
Empty victory.
Well,
apologies, James, and apologies, Ben.
Matt, what was your gaming moment of the year?
Come on, Matt, it's got to be good. Got to be funny.
Shit.
Matt, you're the comic relief of this podcast.
I know. Gaming moment of the...
No pressure on here, man.
...the year was, again, not something I played, but something I watched.
Right, okay.
And I was watching a playthrough of Lollipop Chainsaw something.
Yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw.
You managed it without math.
Well, that's the thing. The person who was playing gets to the point where, because obviously the right analog stick controls the camera, and there's a girl. There's a girl that's standing with a really short skirt, and he thinks, "Oh, hello," and just lowers the camera to try and look up the woman's skirt, and gets an achievement for it, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. So that was definitely up there. And in terms of what I...
The shame you'd feel getting that achievement without having known about it before.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure this was very early 2012. I think that was the time I completed Brotherhood. 100% of it. I think that was just about in the 2012 time frame.
Yeah.
Because I didn't start playing... I got Revelations for Christmas, but I didn't start playing it till like March or something. So must have been 100% Brotherhood. So yeah, that was it.
Next up then, so that was our best gaming moments.
Well, in all seriousness...
Yo, you had your turn.
Fine.
You wasted
fine.
It.
Fine.
You basically said, I'm a sociopath who took pleasure in my friend's pain.
It was hilarious.
If you want to have a serious one, go ahead.
As much as... Oh, I don't want to say I was disappointed with Mass Effect 3 because it was still a good game. But obviously, I did have slated it a lot on this podcast, but some of the end set pieces where... You're kind of fighting off things and the world's collapsing around you. You're sitting there thinking, this is impressive, I'm enjoying this. So I guess like the end 2 hours of Mass Effect 3, bar the very end where it's like, it doesn't matter what's happened in the previous two games. Here's just a bam, 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 three-way decision, go. But ignoring that, kind of the final hurrah of Mass Effect. It's very good.
Cool. Fair enough then. So let's go best game of the year. Matt, you can start off this time.
It's a toss-up between Dishonored and The Walking Dead. I mean, I've just started playing Lego Lord of the Rings, and I am really enjoying it. But that's more the fact that I'm like a massive Lord of the Rings fan, more than the fact that the game's amazing. I am going to give it... I know I said last week that I actually thought Dishonored was better, but I'm just going to give it to The Walking Dead because it's just insane. And it's gotten me into... I don't usually watch, like... TV, like episodic, like TV, like apart from comedies, I don't really like. I'm not into Homeland that much. I've never watched like Mad Men or Breaking Bad, but like this is the first one I've actually sat down and raced through, and I really enjoyed it. So I owe a lot of the fact that I'm not doing any uni work to The Walking Dead, and I think it should be honoured for that reason.
Fair enough, Callum.
So I've not really played many games this year, I'm afraid. Go on, Mass Effect 3, go on.
Oh, controversial considering you spent half the year slating it.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to give it to FIFA. And
did you think FIFA was a better game than Mass Effect?
No, I think FIFA's quite flawed this year and it's 12 was better. And I've not really played enough Halo to be able to give it that. So yeah, I'm going to say Mass Effect 3.
Fair enough. I'm going to make
by
it...
By default, by the fact that I haven't played as much games as I should have.
There's not... For me...
Max Payne 3, you going to go for that?
No, I'm not going to go for Max Payne 3 there. I really like Max Payne 3, but I'll probably go for Sleeping Dogs. Because I really enjoyed that. I thought that it was... until the ending. The ending's just one...
Seems to be a big thing with game screwing up.
Yeah. No, the ending for... Well, apart from Walking Dead, which absolutely nailed the ending.
Yeah, although part of me, without saying any spoilers, wishes it was a little bit different. Like, so... You know, yeah. I mean, Ben knows what I mean.
I definitely know
what
you mean.
So you get the same ending in Walking Dead, regardless of you? Because you say it might be a bit different. Is that the way you played it?
Yeah, I took different options from Ben, and we still had the same.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's any... There's one thing in there which has to happen.
I guess to set up the second series, I suppose.
I think so.
Sort of...
I have no idea what's going to happen for the second series.
They could either like leave the first series as a self-contained thing and make another new story, or there's still the threads from the first series left dangling. But for me, Sleeping Dogs was like Saints Row the Third. I've started playing that again on my laptop, and although Saints Row the Third,
when did Saints Row the Third come out?
2011.
I would have given them out. I really enjoy Saints Row.
That's out.
That's last year, mate.
Because like. It's annoying that there is a period of missions in Saints Row where, where it's like just mini games and stuff and gets really boring. But no, I go into Saints Row the Third for a bit, like completed all the side missions or to all the city takeover things.
I liked it, but for me, it's just considering how desperately it wants to be Grand Theft Auto.
I don't think it does anymore.
It wants to be San Andreas, not Grand Theft Auto 4.
It's made a point of looking. Saints Row 3 has gone right. GTA 4 has gone semi-serious. Here's your crazy sandbox game. That's what we are.
Yeah, but the Sleeping Dogs never took it that far. But I thought it managed to hit the right note between sort of the comedy of the Saints Row games and the seriousness of GTA. When I say the comedy, there was just it was never really that straight faced. Well, it's never really that like ha ha ha. You're doing this and this and this, but. You know, you've got a few good, decent characters in there, and they have like quirky one-liners. So, I really enjoyed it, and in a disappointing summer, it sort of kickstarted. So I'd say the Christmas rush. Like it came out in August, but up until that point, like throughout the summer, what like decent games came out. Like when one of the highest profile releases was the Batman Arkham City Game of the Year Edition. You know, it was quite a quiet summer, but then. Boom, Sleeping Dogs made everything better. That's, you know, deserves a little bit of love. So, worst gaming moment of the year, Matt or Callum, or actually, I haven't started one yet, so I'll go first. The worst gaming moment of the year was being thrashed 7-0 by Callum at FIFA, because not only...
When did that happen?
This year.
See, that many victories over him, it's just merged into the rest of our results. Actually, no, I think that... What are the teams?
I don't remember. I just remember I had to make you a sandwich.
I'm pretty sure I didn't get that sandwich.
I made you a sandwich.
Thinking about it now.
I gave you that sandwich because you made me...
What was in it?
Whatever you had, like, fillings-wise. I think you made me put a bit of spread on it and then a little bit of lettuce and some cheese. I don't remember. Again, I've had to repress the memories of making it.
I think, considering I had no part of this and was nowhere near, I should take jurisdiction over this and say that you still owe him a sandwich.
No, Ben. I do not.
I'll take payment in a Subway. Like you.
I think that's fair, yeah.
you'll be essentially making me that
one. Some popcorn tomorrow at the movie.
I'm not buying you any food.
I'm going to go to Asda and get some popcorn. Cause
that's probably a good chat, actually. Does anyone have a handbag we can smuggle it in?
Just take it in.
Wave it.
Carry it.
What are you gonna do? So losing, just general annihilations from FIFA. They did nothing for my self-esteem. Matt, what was your worst gaming moment of the year, which I totes haven't ruined the surprise for?
Sorry, I got lost in Miley's eyes for a second then. Yeah, mine is, it's not so much a gaming moment, it's just a game. It's Raccoon City. Oh, I can't do the first level. I just can't. There's a man with a big eye on his arm, and it tells you, and you're trying to run towards the camera as a thing of running backwards, and it's like, shoot him in the eye to like slow him down. So I'm aiming, and the eye is just not even on the screen. Like his arm, he's facing sideways, so his eye is just off the camera. And every time he turns, a load of steam comes across the room. And this is on, I changed the difficulty from normal to easy just so I could do it. Still couldn't do it. And then
why don't you go on like YouTube and just like a video tutorial?
My mate who gave me the game, I was like, can you just show me how to do this? And he did it, like just that bit. And he's like, I got to a bit where I kept getting stuck by a door. And I didn't realise you had to actually like physically open the door. I thought it was automatic like all the rest. And I got through and I was like, oh, hey, I'm making progress here. Went around the corner, the eye man broke through the wall and killed me. And I was like, well, I've had my due of this. And I'm
had your fun.
Yeah, and it can fuck off now. So that was my worst gaming moment, nightmare of the century.
I think my worst gaming moment of 2012 was getting addicted to buying Ultimate Team packs. Because thankfully I've gone cold turkey now. I've stayed off in FIFA 13, but EA took far too much of my money in FIFA 12 than I'd like to admit. And even though I ended up with a pretty bossing team, let's be honest, it's probably not worth it. So I'm glad that I've kicked it. But I think what I could have spent that money on and like how much nicer my bank balance would look right now, it's a regret. I honestly could have got at least two brand new games the amount of money I spent on FIFA 12.
Yeah, I could have
got my team packs.
I think I spent like 25 on FIFA 12.
Oh, yeah. Not hitting my heights,
and
mate.
And then this year I spent about under 10.
That's good. But I'm sure there's lots of people out. Like, it's not even the fact that it's actually getting coins. It's just opening packs and seeing who's inside. So addictive.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. So I think a lot of Alex Ben's just
I was about to say, I can't really think of anyone who's kind of taken that addiction to new heights.
Yeah, Ben's been awful quiet, but I'm sure if you go on the EA forums, like every single page is like, doing like a 2,000 point pack opening. Doing like a 5,000, a 7,000, a 10,000 point. And you just think like, come on, people! Like,
I would like to do one.
EA haven't put together a brilliant service. There's always dodgy servers. The auctions are getting hacked. There's people scamming. There's auto buyers. There's so much problem with it, and yet, like, there's no incentive for EA to really stop doing it because their bank balance is just
apparently
going up and up.
Apparently, last year they made £105 million profit just from.
And I can guarantee you now it's going to be more this year.
Yeah. It'll be because, yeah, I'm sorry, I just thinking about all the money I spent on that.
I want you to think right now, in FIFA 12 and FIFA 13 combined, you know there's a figure, a number in front of your eyes. That you'd never publicly admit it, but there's a number sitting in front of you right now, and think what you could do with that. Think what a starving African child could do with that.
Think of all the money you could have gave to charity.
think of what that money does in the third world.
I'll have you know that I only spent money. No, I'm just kidding. Well, to be fair, there have been weeks where that money from EA raised from it did send it off to charity, didn't they? Like the Movember thing, they donated money to charity from Ultimate Team Profits.
Just donated straight to the Movember.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Charity.
I gave up. Actually, I need to give James that £5. But I've given money to Hibbard, so, you know, for his Movember effort. And so that's it then.
Haven't you done your worst gaming moment?
Yeah, I did.
What was that?
It was Callum.
When I beat him 7-0.
The sandwich incident.
Oh, yeah.
Sandwich gate.
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
I think we need to take that to the dubious sandwich committee, though.
I am a member of that committee, so I will get back to you on that.
And I guess we need to start off by saying, if you're listening to this, feel free to comment on everything we've said. What's your best gaming moment?
Do we have a community thing this week?
Yeah, we don't have a community
thing. We don't have a question or anything. You know, if your best game, worst game, best moment,
worst moment. When are we doing the worst job in a game thing?
Worst job in the game.
That'll be for the next first episode in the new year.
First episode in the new year.
Time travel comes in.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. just to give you a little hint of where we're going next, me, Matt and Callum have all week have spent building a time machine.
I have been chief instigator of said time machine. I put many an hour into it.
Matt did most of the work. Callum moaned about how the time machine was going to be in 3D and not in 2D, so he doesn't want to use it. And then I sat there.
That's a legitimate moan, Ben. I've been saying all year, with The Hobbit, I 100% want to see it in 3D. I will be gutted if I don't see it in 48 frames per second 3D. But I do not want, because I may end up really liking it, but I do not want my thoughts on the technology impairing my thoughts on the film. And so
I'm just looking forward to cuddling up to Jimmy Hibbard in the cinema.
Me and you both.
Yeah.
We can play a game of Touchpoint in there.
I need to get into this.
If you can do that over the sound of my crying.
The next tweet is in to at ScratchDisc. Email sdiscpodcast@gmail.com. Any of your questions, anything you want us to answer on the podcast.
Are we not doing a podcast moment of the year?
No, there wasn't. No one could think of one, so we're going to.
I had one.
What was your one?
The Hungry Hippo Sex in the City.
That was a moment of genius. Have you managed to get that commissioned yet?
I've been too busy on the time machine, so I haven't really had a chance.
I've been too busy writing articles.
There you go.
We'll also be updating our our blog, which is scratchdisc.com.
I've written articles for the blog. Is anyone else in the room?
I'm working on mine.
Is anyone else in the room written articles for the blog?
I think tenses have been muddled in
writing,
that whole thing.
Okay.
I'm working on a few things at the moment. So that means
nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
No, I've got the one on...
A few TV series on the go.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimate team.
But we'll be back in the new year. All right, well, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.